So it was 2010. I had two cases. One involved a young man and his wife, and the other involved a young lady. These cases involved an individual named Wayne Jenkins. I'd seen Wayne Jenkins in 2008, but 2010 I got to know Wayne Jenkins. Wayne Jenkins was about 5'8", sandy blonde hair, hard chin, kind of a cocky attitude. See, the first case, he stops my client, who's basically talking to his friend. Says the client has marijuana in the car. Client says he doesn't. Then from there, Wayne Jenkins finds money, takes half the money, takes my client's ID, goes back to my client's house, breaks in my client's house while his wife is there, all alone with their young children. She's terrified. She hits the alarm button. The silent alarm goes off. The real police come. Wayne Jenkins tells them he has it, and they leave. They arrest my client and his wife because they find a gun in the house. At that moment in time, I got to see who Wayne Jenkins was. But Wayne Jenkins also had another case involving a young lady. She went to go see her brother. They talked. She's driving down the street. Wayne Jenkins stops her, finds a gun in her car. Well, she's taking the gun to the church for the gun buyback program. Wayne Jenkins wants her to tell on her brother. They had no reason to stop her. We go to trial on her case, and I lose. The first case involving the man and the wife, I had information showing that my client's wife hit the burglar alarm, and Wayne Jenkins lied. I gave that to the state's attorney's office, and they dismissed that case. So I'd won the first time against Wayne Jenkins, but I lost the second time. The young lady had no record. She went to jail. Over the next few years, I watched Wayne Jenkins' career grow and flourish. He became a sergeant. He began to arrest more and more people I came in contact with. He would lie in court. He would steal their money. He would plant drugs. He would plant guns. I watched this. Then finally in 2014, Wayne Jenkins was stopped. A prosecutor stood up to him, told what happened, and he was no longer an officer. I thought he was gone. But in 2015, he was back. He was back bigger, better than ever. And 2015 is also the same time period I received a call. I received a call from a young lady who was crying on the phone saying she didn't do it. And this was on May 1st, 2015. I told her to come into my office. We talked, and she let me know her name was Sergeant Alicia White. And she was charged in the death of Freddie Gray. I had to make a decision. I really didn't represent a lot of police officers, but this young lady was crying. She needed help. And I felt the criminal justice system wasn't going to give her a fair trial. So I took her case. When I took her case, boy, oh boy, the public backlash I received was swift and harsh. I was called Uncle Tom, sellout, FOP lawyer, Donald Trump's lawyer, and the Aryan Nation lawyer. Everything possible you could think of, I was called. During the day, I would go to court for her and be called names. But in the afternoon, I would go to the jail to meet people to find out if they had been arrested by Wayne Jenkins, because I knew Wayne Jenkins was bad. I told the police department what he was doing. They didn't listen. I told the state's attorney's office what he was doing. They didn't listen. If no one else was going to listen, I had to do something. I learned a lot in representing Sergeant Alicia White, and I was able to finally put what I learned to use in 2016. I had a young man who was riding down the street with a friend, and he was waiting at the young man's house. As they get ready to pull off, Sergeant Wayne Jenkins, another officer is called the Gun Trace Task Force. You may have heard of them. They decide that they're going to stop him, but he's going the wrong way up a one-way street, and that is illegal. Didn't matter to Wayne Jenkins. He stopped him, says he sees that he has drugs, takes his money, takes his keys, takes his license, and goes straight back to his house. Now he's going from house to house, and there's one problem. One of the houses he went to belonged to an older African-American retired school teacher. She saw Wayne Jenkins try to break in her house. He tells her he's a police officer. He goes to the next house, finds out that's where my client lives, finds out that my client has a safe. There's some money in there. Him and his buddies break in the safe. They steal the money, and they've hit payday. Now we get ready to go to court. And what I learned from Sergeant Alicia White was to beat the police that are bad, you had to stay a step ahead of them. So when I represented Sergeant Leisha White, I learned about police procedures. I learned about how police think, how police write reports. I learned about the general orders. And most of all, I learned I needed an investigator so I could stay one step ahead of Wayne Jenkins. And I had to understand what his Achilles was. I was able to learn that. And in this particular case, with this young man, I had it. See, that older African-American school teacher, we filed motions, and she was my star. My first motion, because you're trying to say the evidence is bad, is that he illegally stopped my client. And the second motion was that they broke in my client's house illegally. Once we file those motions, you go into court and you have a big hearing. It's called a motion hearing. My client's seated there. Wayne Jenkins walks in. He sees me. But before he walks in, I make sure that African-American school teacher is sitting at the front door. I wanted him to know that I knew what he had done. So when he walks in, he looks at me. He's on the witness stand. He has his swagger. And we're going back and forth. And then all of a sudden, Wayne Jenkins does something I'd never seen him do. He admitted to violating my client's constitutional rights. I won the case. Game over. I couldn't really figure out why, but I knew, he knew that we knew, and we were going to bring out that he had broken in and stolen money from my client's safe. So I learned so much in representing Sergeant Leisha White. And what I learned was, in life you can have a case and you can have a cause. And Sergeant Leisha White, yeah, I took a lot of heat for that case, but it's because of that case it allowed me to be victorious in my cause. We all know that Sergeant Leisha White was able to be found not guilty. But what we really need to know is that once my client won his case, the federal government reached out to us. I knew they were going to do that. When they reached out to us, all the information for all the other clients I had been compiling, I was able to take over to the U.S. Attorney's office and give to them. They were able to take that information, talk to my other clients along with other information they had. My client is home with his family, and Wayne Jenkins is doing 25 years where he belongs. Thank you.